The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
I got everything you got is what you want. I want a whole heart. I don't want nothing from you. I want a whole heart. I don't want nothing from you. I want a whole heart. I don't want nothing from you. I want a whole heart.
This morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Friday, the 6th of March, 2026, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. We got lots to talk about this morning. Get your phone lines ready. We take in calls. I want to call it an open line, but I also want to remind everybody that it's not my job to police you on the airwaves, and I hope that you take some time to consider what you're going to say and be prepared to moderate your own thoughts, your own words. Today at the University of the Bahamas, starting at 1 p.m., there's an amazing event taking place, launch of the second United Nations Decade for People of African Descent, organized by University of the Bahamas, Equality Bahamas, Bahamas National Reparations Committee, and Unitarian Universalist Service Committee. The theme for this afternoon's discussion is Haitian restitution and reparatory justice in the Bahamas and the region. It's going to be a wonderful conversation. Also, CAPAS, Creative and Performing Arts School, is hosting auditions 9th through 14th of March. 9th through 14th of March. Let your boss know you're going to need some time off work so you could go to the audition. Organize it in advance. I see the phone line is lit up. Good morning, caller.
Good morning. How are you, ma'am?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Okay. I just wanted to get clarification. I was listening to your earlier broadcast, one of the commercials where it says that the young man in the United States had pleaded not guilty.
Yes.
On the situation. Now, my mind normally leads to trying to figure out, didn't he say that he was going to eat the fact that, meaning he was going to be fully responsible for the stuff that was...
Okay, so let's stick a pin right there. What was reported is that at the scene of his arrest, that he uttered the words,
I will eat it.
Bang.
Right, meaning?
No, pause. Now, let's be careful before we ascribe meaning to it, right? Mm. On the surface, it's very easy to speculate, to infer that he is stating out loud that I will take the charge.
Full responsibility
for whatever is happening. That's right. What we can presume. But let's be careful to not, you know, ascribe meaning to it. We could suggest what he may mean by that.
Right. Okay. I'm suggesting that that is what he probably meant. But I know in traditional, if someone says that, and he, why would I plead, especially in the United States, why would I plead not guilty when all of the evidence It's just weird, you know, and I just thought it was kind of peculiar if he was offered some kind of
deal. But I tell you what, let's stick a pin right there.
All right.
What I read was that the death penalty was on the table from the beginning of the discussion. I don't know about you, but, you know, I may change my mind. I ain't ashamed to say it. That's why I don't engage in nefarious activity, because I can tell you from the front, right? Me? The way I scared of jail? Don't trust me, buddy. I ain't doing it.
Don't. I gotcha.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Then.
Thank you very much. I'd be so scared. What? Anyway, let's be careful. Okay, so I told you all I want to talk about this term called functional illiteracy. That's not going to be the conversation for this morning. We're just touching on it right now for a moment, right? And basically what functional literacy is talking about is your ability not just to read, but to understand what you're reading, to like identify the correct interpretation of what it is you're reading, or to be able to identify that there are multiple ways that this thing that we're reading can be interpreted, right? And like, I must make a decision, what is the correct interpretation or application for the context that we're in? So functional literacy isn't just about whether you can read or not, but it speaks to your comprehension level and whether you understand what it is that you're reading. Over the last several months, I think we've seen multiple examples, right, of people sort of reading or digesting the same information and coming out of that with different conclusions or interpretations about what they're reading. Also, I'm going to give you all, I think, what is one of the easiest examples. You see the word stop on the sign in the roads? Like, we all know what the word stop means. It means cease moving. It means be still. Right? That's what it means. We all know what the word stop means. But many of us are unable, right, to determine, to interpret that when I come to a stop sign in the road, that means I'm supposed to come to a stop for 3 seconds before I proceed forward. So, you see what I'm saying? A lot of us are functionally illiterate. For example, we had a recently passed law that says you are no longer permitted to drive while holding a cell phone. You don't have to be using it. You just be holding it while using a cell phone while driving, right? All of these things are now against the law. It's an offense. It's a traffic offense, right? But you look at the roads around you. Do you think that these people have interpreted the law correctly? Make it to you, I wasn't using it. The phone is in their hand at their ear. They're actually not technically using it except for a support animal. The phone has become an emotional support mechanism, right? And you look at the people, try to identify what class they're in, what jobs they have. It's because it's not isolated to one group of people, one category of people. But the law clearly says, do not hold your cell phone. Do not use your cell phone. Only use permitted is hands-free use, right? But it's not just ordinary people. It's the police as well. See, because we have a law that says you can't be driving without due care and attention. Yet the police are giving out earbuds, headsets to drivers to discourage them from driving with their cell phone in their hand, not realizing that they have not properly interpreted another law, right? It's just across the board. All right, let's call. I was coming to you right now. I'm so sorry. That was just a note. We're moving into the headlines this morning, and I got some questions for you. I would like to know. I saw yesterday a picture, an image of a map. of the Western Island. Stick a pin. Let's go to the phone line. I don't want to miss this caller like I missed the last. Good morning, caller.
Hey, morning, Miss Green. How you doing?
I good, thank you. How you do?
Okay, the problem is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Remember when we was in school back in the day, right?
Mm-hmm.
40 years ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, that's another story for another day.
Mm-hmm.
Remember they had a class named English, and then English broke up in two different sections. It was English and it was comprehension.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people passed English, right? But half the class failed comprehension.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people, why do you think we have so many problems in NASA nowadays? People could understand what you're saying, right? But they can't comprehend the word sorry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So people understand what the law is. No, they hear what the law is, but they don't fully understand and comprehend
what is required of them.
What is required of them.
Yeah.
So you can't really blame the person because they really don't understand.
I mean, and I want to stick on what you said just now, because society has endorsed this behavior as normal or acceptable, right? Like, I get it. If you run three stop signs and the police is right behind you and they run the stop sign right behind you and they don't stop you to give you a warning or a ticket, you would begin to assume that there's nothing wrong with running the stop sign. This behavior has been normalized, right? But that's why I risk offending people, right? I will take the risk every day of that I may be offending people to make the point that it's unacceptable and intolerable to tell us that you're going to reduce the educational requirements to enter the uniformed forces. So you're telling me now that you are taking on candidates, right, who cannot achieve or did not achieve 5 BJCs, and you want to drop it to 3 BJCs? And some of those candidates may matriculate in the system and then be responsible for a gun? It's just not making sense, right?
Green,
yes, sir.
I'm gonna lie to you. You have to be a special type of stupid to run a red light.
I'm telling you, but here we are. Thank you very much, caller. I mean, there are lots of people who right now are offended that he said that and that I endorsed it, right? But I need you to think about it. Why are we running red lights? And why are we doing it in a jurisdiction with substandard healthcare? Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
My lady, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Great. Now I got a little contradiction between you and the gentleman who just called.
Yes, sir.
He's called regular. I don't know how he's getting before me.
I got you.
And he's intelligent, you know.
Yes.
And I consider him to be an intelligent person.
Mm-hmm.
But when he gonna make a statement that they read the science, they stop.
Mm-hmm.
They don't understand it. My lady, I can't agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
A 10-year-old will see the signs and stuff, and if they don't know, they'll ask the parents, what does that mean? And the parents will tell them, that means for you to stop, and you go on the green.
Yes.
And now you want to take all these young children being off to school, these lawyers and doctors, and they're running the red light, and people say they don't understand, they don't comprehend.
Okay, let's stay right there. I think you're right. We need to dive into it, open it up, right?
Yes.
I think what we're saying is that they we all, and this is what I'm saying, we all know what stop means. We cannot deny that. The question is, why is it that we refuse to acknowledge what is required of us when we encounter a stop sign? And see, it's not just on the road. The levels of sexual violence in this country is staggering. It's staggering and overwhelming. But it shows me that when we see that stop sign that says age of consent, or when we see that stop sign that says consent is required, it's as if we don't know what is required of us. There are far too many adult men who are treating minor girls as if they are adult women, despite the fact that there's a clear stop sign right there. So I appreciate what you brought to the table, which is we know what the word stop means. You can't become a lawyer. You can't become, see, you can't get a job driving a car with a black and white plate, or a car with a white and blue plate, or a car with a red and white plate without knowing what the word stop means. Yes, sir.
You see, when you use the word comprehend, hey, I that's why I jump on the phone.
Yes, sir.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
You know, I'm going to let you go now.
Mm-hmm.
I stop on the sign. Robertson Road on East Street.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going straight now. And you know, no, I'm going south.
Yes.
And them crew behind me, toot-toot.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then that should tell them either something wrong with me or something wrong with them, hey.
Yes, sir. You know what I asked them? I asked them, are you not brave enough to break the law on your own? Why do you need my assistance breaking the law?
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Thank you very, very much.
And you're very, very welcome. And tell the gentleman, thanks very much.
Yes, sir.
When he used the word comprehend, I said, no. Man, a 10-year-old, see a stop sign, read it, they'll stop.
Yes, sir. And they do. They do. These young people have manners.
Thank you, much, lady.
Thank you. Blessings. We go into the next caller. Good morning, caller.
Blessing. Good morning, Miss Green.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Miss Green, you know, something happened to me on the street. I grew up in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and so forth. Miss Green, I don't understand what is going on. There seem to be no rules around here. On Cordo Avenue, and I said this many times, there's the campaign headquarters for Miss Hannah Martin.
Mm-hmm.
Right across the road, Miss Hannah, I said this before, you could go through there right now. Right across the road is a number house. Cars full up in the number house parking lot. And then right across the road from the number house on the north side is a primary school. The sidewalks around the primary school, I think, is so children don't have to walk in the road.
Mm-hmm.
They have to walk in on the sidewalk when they go into and from school.
Mm-hmm.
You got cars park up on the sidewalk, right on the side, on the wall to the school, and I've seen the children walking around the cars in the road to get back to the school gate.
Yep.
I've talked with this over and repeatedly, and you go up there right now, okay? The other day, Miss Green, I go in towards the red light. This car with a rented plate on overtakes me to park right in the front of me to stop at the light. So I went on the side of him, and I asked the gentleman, I told him, screw down the window, I asked the gentleman, why did you overtake me? You didn't put on any indicator to stop at the light. The man cussed, but the only thing he didn't tell me about, Miss Green, was my mother.
Yes, sir.
And Miss Green, before I go, when we was talking yesterday about music and behaving and going thing, before you cut me, before I was finished, I wanted to tell you, know where Cleeso's Bar is on Mount Royal Avenue?
I think so, yeah.
Across from Quality Fabric.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Do you know that when back in the day when Dr. Off and all of the Peaks and all of them, that's where we used to hang out. Do you know that Bob Marley used to hang out there a bit, Dr. Off and all of us?
Sparky.
He used to come to Nassau to record at Compass Point.
Sparky, I need to talk to the people who rush with the music makers when they brought Bob Marley out to Bay Street. That's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about that parade when the music makers brought Bob Marley and all the musicians on Bay Street.
But you know, before you go, Ms. Green.
Yes, sir.
A lot of Bahamians don't know, before Bob Marley became so popular, he used to walk the streets in New Providence, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He used to be here all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Compass Point, in Baintown, down in the valley. He used to go around with Dr. Off a lot.
That's why, thank you, Sparky. That's why I'm mad at the Valley Boys now. Y'all rowing over foolishness. We want to know what happened. How did it come about that the music makers, and I think it was their inaugural run. See, that's why I need y'all to come tell me, because I only catch in sip. But apparently, the music makers on their first their first time out on Bay, they had Bob Marley and other internationally known musicians playing with them. Thank you very much for that contribution. Let's go to the text line quickly. Text says, you can blame them. Ignorance of the law is no excuse. Okay. You're right. Ignorance of the law is no excuse. You need to know that. That's what the law is going to tell you. You didn't know? That's your fault, right? That's why I laugh at the people when they say, what stop sign? There was a stop sign there. Hey. Also, to the people, like you see, the Guardian is on, is we number 4 Carter Street. We're on Carter Street. When you get to the top of the hill, right, that Carter Street is, get to the top of that hill, you could turn left or right. Straight ahead is Barabbas. Do you know how many people do not stop at the stop sign there? Do you know how many police officers do not stop at the stop sign there? And you know what they're going to tell you? Well, they take the stop sign down. They never put it back up. The ignorance of the law is no excuse. You're supposed to know that there's a stop sign there. You're supposed to know. But see, let's talk about functional illiteracy for a second. If you coming up that hill and you stop at the stop sign at the intersection and realize that it's a, like a T junction, right? And Carter Street forms the base of the T. Why would you think that Carter Street has the right of way? Why would you come to that intersection, look at it, and determine that you have the right of way on Carter Street? Yeah, you see what I'm saying? Let's go to the text line. Good morning, Aaron. There is English comprehension, and 70% of our drivers are English as a second language. Okay, pause. There is English comprehension in school. It is the Queen's English, right? British Standard English. 70% of our drivers are English as a second language. They speak the Queen's English as a second language. Bahamian Standard English and Bahamian Colloquial English, right? Are their two primary languages. So let's delve into it. While you may be trying to ascribe blame to Haitians, we have revealed a truth that is great for us to know. You're correct. 70% of us are not proficient in the English that driving is taught in or tested in. Think about people who are here to work for a better way of life. They're paying through everything to get ahead. We in big trouble. Yes, stop spell stop to me and you. No, never meant yes. Only this government thinks opposites in most cases. That's the end of the text. Let's go to the phone line. I'm sorry I missed you, caller. Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Miss Green. How you do this morning?
I'm good, thank you. How you do?
Listen to me. Mm-hmm. Anybody that has a legit driver's license should know that you are at a T-junction. You are the T-junction, not the cross path. They are not the T-junction. You are the T-junction.
Mm-hmm.
They should know you have the stop there, stop sign there, in there, or woods there, or you ain't gonna never be there. You should know you have to stop there.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing when you approach a four-way with a light. If the light is off,
mm-hmm.
everybody has to stop.
You come to
everybody has the right of way if the light is off.
Right.
Everybody got to stop first in, first out.
Mm-hmm.
That's automatic.
Well, first in, first out is one way. The other way is, I think, either counterclockwise or clockwise, right? So
yeah.
The turn goes to the right or it goes to the left. Just
that's
like...
That's if all traffic is on. If traffic is there, but if you there, I meet you there. I should stop and then let you go.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Absolutely.
But I am disturbed. I only heard it on your station yesterday morning. I didn't hear it. I tried listening it on ZNS or one or two other stations. There was a case with a 24-year-old defense officer was having... I had to be in a relationship because that was going on for a couple years, maybe 1 or 2, 3 years, with an 11-year-old, a seventh grader.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what type of animal that is? I can't even call him a gentleman or not even a man. That's an animal action, Miss Green. For us, I mean. Did somebody say yesterday, man, she might have been
Tell him shut up. You know what to do. Tell him shut up.
Speak for age, or they might actually stop making excuses for these hogs, man.
There you go.
I big shit up.
There you go. But
I don't care.
Listen.
The first thing I want to know is how old you.
Exactly. That's what adults do.
If I believe you're telling me the wrong age, bring your passport.
How you know?
I'm attacking myself.
Take me to meet your mama. I will make you my wife. Take me to meet your mama right now.
But dying the joke, how he got caught was when he was dropping a box. So now, mind you,
this is in the public. Hold on.
Given the benefit of the doubt.
Listen, this is in the public domain through the newspapers.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, good stuff. I got you. I got you. Just checking.
And how he got caught was when he was dropping a box off. Her mummy bus was looking for her, and a mummy saw her coming out of the car, so he pulled off, and a mummy was driving behind them while she must have been signaling the police at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So the police cut him off.
Mm-hmm.
That's how he got caught.
Something, eh? Yeah.
Yes, but an 11, 12, 13, 14, what they could... What you see, I looking for help. I need some money. Where you can get the money from to help me?
Mm-hmm.
I need a car tire. I need some gas. Where you can get money from to help me? That's my first thing.
Mm-hmm. It's
11
just...
Years, I mean, come on, man. That man... That's too bad. We can do better, man.
Listen, that's why I continue.
Yeah, sure, we can do better.
That's why I continue to harp on, right? Thank you very much for the call.
Yes,
to the point where you could call me a harpy. I don't care, right? I'm going to continually draw our attention to statements that I think that the Minister of National Security still has time to address appropriately, right? In a matter involving the sentencing of a man that was engaged in a relationship with a minor girl, right? Questions of societal attitudes were raised, right? And Mr. Wayne Monroe says, yes, she could consent at 7. We all know, right, you could consent, even though the court will not recognize it as consent. And even though Mr. Monroe, a trained lawyer, may have been making a significant legal point, the looseness of his utterance created an environment in which it is likely that perpetrators of sexual violence feel that their behavior with minor girls is endorsed in some way. Subsequent to that statement, April 1st, 2022, in an Eyewitness News report, a fisherman by the name of Martin, the fisherman tell me, listen, let's be careful, do not ascribe this behavior to all fishermen. But that gentleman, when brought before the courts, accused of impregnating his girlfriend's daughter, said, if I had known it was going to be such a big deal, I wouldn't have done it. Right? We must stop means we just don't seem to acknowledge what is required of us individually when we see a stop sign. A child, a relationship with a person who does not necessarily look like they're an adult. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You still, I'm sorry we missed you. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You still there, guys? Let's call back. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, and 242-300-5720. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Ms. Erin. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good, good, good. I was just scrolling through the online, and I came across something that kind of, I'm kind of puzzled about it. In concerning the situation of the officers who are standing trial for the armed robbery situation.
Yes, sir.
It was stated that one of the officers were given immunity for receiving $10,000 and is still on the job. Can you verify whether or not that is a fact?
Okay, I will attempt to verify that. Maybe in the break I'll find something. What I had seen in the paper was a story saying that an officer who was involved in the shooting that resulted in the death of an individual is still on duty. That's the headline that I saw. But give me some time over the weekend. I can verify that for you. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. I can hear you. Can you hear me? 2-1 Good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning, Ms. Green.
Good morning. How are you?
You know, I always love your show. From the traffic corner, I just want to make two quick points.
Yes, sir.
Firstly, amidst, you know, you're the traffic czar. And so amidst all of this BS, right? I mean, you have young men prancing motor scooters indiscriminately all through the streets. I don't know what it is in their psyche. Like, and you know, I love when you juxtapose people's actions as relates to traffic with the hospital. You understand me?
Mm-hmm.
And the insufficiencies that exist there, the inadequacies, whatever, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, it shows that we are not mindful of a lot of things, you know. That's just the way it is. Whether you're young or old, we're not mindful. And I've seen grown-up people, police officers, everybody riding with phones in their hand, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And what stood out for me was this was the best of the best, where a young imbecile who was there plowed up like a little lady, right? And, you know, these young guys, they make me sick, you know. I don't even know how they spend enough time to sit down and get the air plowed like a woman anyhow. But let me tell you something, I not up. I don't plow up.
Yes, sir.
You see me? Now, watch this. The light, the corner that traverses east to Montreal and Montrose, by where the Conchelle restaurant is, by where McCartney's Padwin Tire is, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I was heading east, so I was on the light by Conchelle. And this imbecile in a white car, it's an expensive car, you know, it doesn't matter to me. I don't know, it doesn't even have a license plate. It has like a plate on it, but it has HCC something written in it.
Oh, that's a diplomatic plate.
Yeah, but it doesn't, he ran the red light on the phone looking up in my face.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the thing is, you know, this is, and different from the people prancing all about on the scooters, what's the point of having an expensive car when anybody could run into you without no sense, no license plate, no license disc, no nothing. You don't, even the ATV, some of them. So, I mean, why have they left us to fend for ourselves like that?
I
want to make a comment as it relates to the gentleman he talked about, the Defense Force, the police force, who still is on duty and this and that. The police force, for me, I think the police force, an immigration running competition of corruption in which they have to hide. Let me tell you something. If the truth be revealed about a lot of things,
we'll
be surprised. So, you know, sometimes you have to judge. You judge by their inactions. And we look at the proliferation of the amount of cases that these officers are involved in from here and there, whether it be the defense force, the police force. It's little to be desired. I'm telling you, Ms. Green, the police force...
We need plenty work. We need plenty work. Thank you very much. That was the HCC plate. I see your HCC plate, and I raise you a Corps of Diplomats plate at Peck Slope yesterday morning. Just flying through. I mean, flying through. The stop sign is right there. Government House is right there. The place where the Defense Force officer was killed unlawfully is right there. And the people that run the stop sign at Peck Slope, like they hate God and everything he has produced. How could your life be so good, right? That you in a diplomatic position, you in a position of authority in the Bahamian government, in the governing administration, your life's so good, we could tell by the car that you drive. What motivates you to run a stop sign or a red light? I have another story to see you. So I was coming Shirley Street to East Street, right? And I could see a bunch of tourists on the sidewalk, right? I have my turn signal on. The light's about to turn green. And they just sort of figuring out whether they can cross the road or not. So I tap my horn from like three cars back to like let them know, like, whatever y'all doing, hurry up, come out the intersection because their car's preparing to turn. The young man launching the road while I was getting ready to turn and then cuss me. I had to tell him, I hope you have insurance, baby. All I could say is, I hope you have insurance. Proceed to East Hill Street to watch a police officer on his phone just enter the roadway without checking traffic in any direction. In the midst of a car turning onto East Hill Street, not my car, another car. So what do I expect from the young man if the police doing the same thing? Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller, you there? Sorry, we lost you. I want to get back to this text. 52 said something just now that could be perceived by others as sexist, right? As towards men and suggesting that a man is like a woman because he wears his hair a certain way. I want to say that I read a text that said 70% of our drivers are English as a second language, and I ended the text by saying that's the end of the text. I got another text that said, dang, that was the most sexist tangent ever. What happened to responsible speech on the radio, self-moderation? Dear texter, could you like send me another text and tell me exactly what part of my commentary you thought was sexist? Because I was prompted when 52 said, you know, these men never wear their hair plait up. But he said he wear like locks. He don't wear plaits, he wears locks. I try not to get involved when men talking to other men, you know. But I don't know. 52, don't talk to the man them like that, man. Here's a text. Hey, Aaron, I got my driver's license in 86. By the way, I could already drive, but I still had to do a driving test for 2 months. I had to do all the hand signs, stop at pedestrian crossing, and finally I had to go to Fort Charlotte and reverse through the cones. Do you see any of these tens of thousands of immigrants in this country with driver's licenses do what I had to do to get my license today? I don't know. I try to not spend my time on the road because all of you drive badly, right? But you know what I know? I know Bahamians. I know Haitian people too, Haitian migrants, Bahamians of Haitian descent, but I primarily hang out with Bahamians, and I primarily drive with Bahamians. And let me tell you, I love all my friends and family. I don't know if I was their insurer, if I would insure them. I don't know if I would carry them as a customer, but I love them to pieces. I know plenty of Bahamians who act like they bought their license out of a Cracker Jack box. Plenty. Text goes on, by the way, I wanted a taxi license in 1990. I had to sign up for Bahama Host, take Bahama Host test for me to apply for the taxi license. Do you see any of these immigrants who drive in taxi went to Bahama Host? I ain't tell you about the little young Bahamian boy who bounced into the back of my car and then tried to convince me nothing happened and then tried to convince me it wasn't sufficient for me to get out my car and check. And then tried to, you know, get a little rough up when I took out my phone to start taking pictures because it was obvious he wasn't making any sense. Y'all stop ascribing behavior to migrants that you could easily ascribe to Bahamians as well. Here's a text. It's a cousin. These people so angry in this country because I don't know what was promised. These multilingual taxi drivers who don't know one way from two way. We have all these wicked on the street who will buy their way to hell. People, keep your eyes wide open. We in serious trouble. Hey, Jeep Tours. Good morning, Jeep Tours. See, because these people believe it's just migrants doing this foolishness. For 3 days in a row, on my way to work, I have observed Jeep Tours, Jeeps, and drivers making their way to Shirley Street from the pond, right, by Mackey Street, refusing to use the roadway and cutting through the empty lot to force their way into traffic. These are Bahamians. The police not enforcing the traffic controls are Bahamians. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Hello, good morning, Ms. Green. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good. I've been trying for weeks now to get through, but I'm glad I got through today. I have a problem with, the other day I was on Gladstone Road.
Mm-hmm.
Shortly after 3. That was my first time out in a while that way.
Mm-hmm.
But here comes bumper-to-bumper traffic. A police truck comes speeding down the road, ball of speed, through the traffic. Only on the line, when I look, it turned into Aquinas College parking area.
Mm-hmm.
Picked up a female student. And then on their way out, when they get on the road and they turn right to go through Fire Trail Road,
mm-hmm.
they start blasting the siren again.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's very unfair to drivers. And I think it's very unfair to that student who they picked up because it's really embarrassing to come with a siren on and just to get to your pickup. You put on your siren and come to traffic for no reason,
mm-hmm.
like that. And what the police chief doing with all of this?
Yeah. What's happening?
You know, what's going on with all of that? You know, they come through just to get through and only to pick up a student.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All of these things should be stopped. We live in a slack country. I don't know.
Thank you very much.
And it's so embarrassing for the person who's being picked up. Who, you know, they'd come with the siren on.
Yeah.
And they leave with the siren on.
Mm-hmm. And now people will attribute a sense of crookedness to me because you doing something crooked to get to me. Right? I didn't say corrupt. I didn't say illegal. Right? Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Hey, morning, Ms. Green. You know what I found out? One common denominator is with the bar driving in the Bahamas?
Tell me.
The fact that everyone could afford a vehicle.
There you go.
Do you realize that since the bank is no longer attached to the vehicle, right?
Mm-hmm.
By going through the bank to get a loan, to get the vehicle, people no longer care for the vehicle.
Listen,
you can work about 2-3 weeks, right, and get a car. So a lot of houses now have a bunch of mashup car, and when they finish what they ready to do, wait 2-3 weeks, buy the next one.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So what the government needs to do is raise them little Japanese cars to 400%, and we bet you people take care of the car then.
No, but I feel you. I appreciate what you're saying. Call it the small car phenomenon, right? When you don't have to go and see your bank manager every month, you find it difficult to moderate your behavior. But see, it's not just like the bank manager, like you don't have to go see your bank manager every month. Well, that's what it is. You don't have to see the bank manager. It's not just the small car, the car that's been imported, used car that's been imported. It's also employees. Of companies driving cars that do not belong to them, and they act like you cannot ascribe liability or blame to me. This ain't my vehicle. I don't care. It's one company around here that is sell food, right? I promised myself I'm going to call them before I say it on air, but they have a driver who has been, the car been seen on social, the car is a social media star. Be all over the place doing foolishness. And then when you see the driver's a senior man with a senior beard who's supposed to have senior sense. On the note that the caller made about Aquinas, about three days ago, I witnessed a police truck use their horn, turn on their lights and use their horn to proceed through a red light, I think to get to Mackey Street. You know, they were on Mackey Street North to come across Shirley Street. And the car, what I realized was the car was jammed up with officers, right? And so you could say, well, maybe they were going somewhere important. They needed all of these officers to attend to a scene. It was an emergency. But that's not the problem. The problem is a vehicle is only, the insurance coverage is only valid if you do not, like, if you do not exceed the number of seatbelts, the people in the vehicle do not exceed the number of seatbelts in the vehicle. So if the vehicle only has 4 seatbelts, then only 4 people could ride in the vehicle and be covered by the insurance in case something happens. So to see 6 people jam up in a vehicle that could only have, at the max, 5 seatbelts, what are we doing? Producer, let's go to a break so I could take a breath, because there's so many people here ascribing behavior solely to migrants that I bet you they themselves also engage in as Bahamians. We talk about functional illiteracy. There are many Bahamians who think that citizenship and nationality comes with the right to break the law in your own country, while foreigners do not have the right to break the law in your country. We go into a break. We would have gone to a break, and we are going. Stay tuned. On the Clock with Aaron Green, 96.9 FM. We'll be right back.
You know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Well, he fooled with Joe girl.
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't back down for nothing. So that means you got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you want?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. You gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, sino.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody got to know it's you.
So what are the boys?
All you got to do is call them or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info? And when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami and they don't ask nothing about you. Then if you get the pen from them and you can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled so nobody can read what you're saying.
Calls 308-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
The following is a paid political message.
Kalani, boy, hey, Kalani, oh, the future is brighter, boy, vote for MacGyver, hey, 'cause she is a fighter. For you. See everybody in Kalani. Change is here. Hey. Hands in the air. Hey, see everybody in Kalani. Vote for MacGyver. She is a fighter.
That was a paid political message.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Struggling to find your financial rhythm? Make that move to Fidelity and let us help you orchestrate your financial goals into perfect harmony with free financial coaching sessions. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalk.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Good morning. Welcome back to On the Clock with Aaron Green. I have enjoyed this discussion this morning, most of all because I think it's important, right? And it's a discussion that we need to have. Here's some of the things that I wanted to talk about this morning. They're just on the list. Darville says, cannabis platform to roll out this term. We didn't get a chance to delve into that. Next week, we could pick it up. I had another question. Right, in this conversation, I think a lot of the texters are suggesting that I may be being trapsy or blind, right, or vapid in a way. You all want to know, I had a real trapsy question for us today, you know. Paper Bahamian or organic Bahamian? That was going to be the question for the day, but I think this conversation we're having is far more important. The texter here says that guy has a good point, but a lot of people literally can't afford a vehicle. So going up 400%, I hope horse and carriage go into a negative 250%, then place and police is just lawless, right? Here's what I want to say. We got to get rid of the horse and carriage as well. We're going to have to get rid of the Surrey system. It's cute. It looks great. Maybe you have to do it on Paradise Island only or in a closed zone or something because how do you all test Surrey drivers to determine whether they have the capacity to operate like a horse and carriage system on the public roadways? Do you know how many Surrey drivers just force their living animal into moving traffic? It is... like the streets of Nassau, you want to know why the streets of Nassau are the way they are? Because nobody is paying attention. And the people who know how to do what they ought to do when they ought to do it refuse to do it. You don't get an HCC or a COD plate and don't have sense. You don't get a magistrate and a judge's plate to drive and you don't have sense. You know, I say in these things, I see some CM and MP plates be doing foolishness on the road. Texas says they put more work into these ads than they do actual governance. As a text, well, Jesus, Aaron, what do you want us to do? I can't teleport efficiently yet. My X gene is still developing. And some of y'all think your cars are helicopters, and they're not. Here's a text. Tell Darville, hurry up, because these petty police are spiteful. The other day, they wanted to lock me up for a half a joint already rolled up in smoke. They see that I'm a Rasta. I told them it's a waste of time. You know, in other jurisdictions in the region, as they began the process of decriminalization or liberalization, there was a overt shift in local policy. Mind you, territories like jurisdictions like Trinidad and Jamaica authorized individuals to grow a limited amount of plants in their own home. We have not, despite how the exercise was announced by the former prime minister and how it was picked up by the current prime minister, anybody who is functionally literate would have known from the very beginning that they had no real commitment to decriminalizing cannabis for recreational use. In fact, there's a phrase here that I highlighted from the prime minister that I wanted to read today. It's one of those infamous phrases, you know, where, here it is, quote, "Rest assured, we are fully committed to working on behalf of every Bahamian to reduce the cost of electricity and fuel prices." He didn't say, "We are fully committed to reducing the cost of electricity and fuel prices." You know, he didn't say that. He said, "We are fully committed to working on behalf of every Bahamian to reduce the cost of electricity and fuel prices." It's the same way we're going to talk about the gambling referendum probably for another 5 years. And y'all are going to continue to say that we voted to and said we do not want to legalize web shop gaming, when in fact the word legalize didn't appear anywhere in the question. And you were unable to determine that when it said, "Do you want to regulate web shop gaming?" that what is implied is that it's already legal. So you let the people tell you that legalizing it is implied in regulating it, but that's not so. Because the question would have said, "Do you want to legalize web shop gaming?" It said, "Do you want to regulate it?" There's a text, "Morning, and please leave the Surrey drivers and deal with the undocumented." Man, listen. From you say legalize dope and we will never have hope. Texter, dope is heroin. Nobody's interested in legalizing heroin. Y'all please stop. Just stop. Could we have one sensible conversation in the country without political posturing? Without political sycophants picking up political rhetoric that they don't understand? Could we please? The entire GBPA exercise was obfuscated, made less clear by the political posturing of both sides, but particularly the government. Let's go back to the text line. Here's a text. "Aaron, this here are a few pet peeves of mine. Why the majority of these young men on those motorbikes drive with their signals on, especially the left side, and they never turn any corners? The light is so that you could see that they're there. Also, they feel like if they have the light on constantly, that you will just pretend like them creating a third lane is legal. Dare motorcycle riders, scooterists, stuntmen, bicyclists with no license plate. If your bike or electric bike, motorbike doesn't have a license plate, why are you on the road with us, licensed drivers? And why in God's name are you creating a third lane? And then your family can turn to us and cry when you get knocked down and hurt or worse, killed, despite the fact that you committed yourself to doing foolishness. There is no third lane law in this country. It's two lanes. You can't make a middle lane. Y'all, please, please, if you are not concerned about it, make sure your children are functionally literate so they can understand the world around them. You guys, stay tuned. CA Newry is up next. Guardian Radio AM. We're going to have a great weekend. Enjoy.
Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.